In between pouring drinks and fielding insults, Henry diligently worked to forget his place in the world by polishing a yellow spot on the old mahogany. He was so focused on the stain that he almost didn't notice a chair bouncing across the sawdust-covered floor. Joe Dunn stood up so quickly from the table where he was playing cards that his chair went flying. His hand hovered over his Remington Army revolver as he backed away. Joe and his ranch hands were regulars of the Deadeye and played cards there almost nightly. He did tend to be a loudmouth, though, and it wasn't that surprising he was starting trouble. After Joe stood, four of his men joined him, spreading out across the saloon. All of them had their hands over their revolvers.
"I knew you was cheating me. Get up, goddammit!"
Joe spat at a man sitting on the other side of the table. Henry couldn't make out the man's face. He was sitting in a dark corner of the room, shrouded in shadow, with a bottle of rye whiskey and a glass in front of him.
"I ain't gonna tell you again, you son of a bitch! Get up!"
Joe yelled. He looked to his men to make sure they were backing him up. Billy Boone, one of Joe's younger hands, stood to his left, with his hands over his two revolvers. He was small and quick and way too eager to get into a fight. Behind Joe was Clive, Billy's older brother. He was taller, wore an old bowler, and had thick sideburns. He carried one sidearm and was much more subtle than his little brother. Hank Chapman was older and stood next to Clive. He had a big belly, a hunched back, and an old six-shooter which looked brand new, despite its age. Oscar Ruiz was on Joe's right, next to the bar. He was quiet and stocky. He carried one revolver and looked like he knew how to use it. The man in the corner just sat there and looked back at Joe. As he reached for the bottle of rye, Joe flinched. The man paused for a second, then poured himself a drink. He nodded to the room and down the glass. Henry vaguely remembered the stranger asking for a bottle of rye whiskey earlier that evening, but never got a solid look at his face. Now, all he could see of him was his dark shirt, dark pants, and dusty brown boots. The stranger wore a flat-brimmed dark hat. Joe remained standing, waiting for the stranger to make a move. Henry could tell that Joe's effort to be intimidating was waning, and that maybe he was in over his head. Finally, the stranger pushed back his chair and slowly stood up. After pocketing his winnings, he paused and looked at the room. Joe, Billy, Clive, Hank, and Oscar stared him down, their hands hovering over their weapons. The stranger picked up the bottle of rye with his left hand and moved to the center of the saloon. Henry still couldn't see his face, but he could see his low-hung, ivory-handled Colt tied to his leg. The stranger stood with the bottle in his left hand and his right thumb stuck behind his belt buckle. He looked at Joe, and Joe looked back. The longer they stood there, the more nervous Joe seemed to appear. The saloon was completely quiet. Everyone other than the stranger, Joe, and his ranch hands had somehow moved to the back of the room. Henry began to feel his stomach churn from the tension. The stranger raised the bottle to his mouth and took a swig. Joe saw his opportunity, drew his gun, and pulled the trigger. A puff of sawdust exploded about 3 feet in front of him. Henry couldn't understand why the shot was so short until he saw blood spray from the back of Joe's head and onto Hank Chapman's face. Henry quickly looked back to the stranger, who was still finishing his bottle of rye, holding his smoking ivory-handled Colt in his right hand at his hip. The rest of Joe's men stood in shock and disbelief. The stranger paused for a second, then dropped the empty bottle and fanned the rest of his rounds into Billy, Clive, Hank, and Oscar before the bottle hit the ground. It bounced and spun in a circle at his feet.